You're listening to the good.
Don't call me Paino.
The bad.
Absolute.
And the rugby.
Folded like a deck chair.
With Paino, Lord, and the Husk. I don't know what that means.
Welcome to another episode of The Good, The Bad and The Rugby in partnership with Amazon Prime Video, where this week we are once again putting our analyst's hat on and dissecting the good, the bad and everything in between the rugby from this weekend. By the end of the show, the aim is that we have pulled together a 1 to 15 that will make up our team of the week. Thank you to Amazon for making this bit possible. And a reminder to you that this month you can catch the Autumn Nation Series action live on Prime Video. This is Mick Tindall. I am Paddy O'Paino, and we are starting with a mea culpa.
Mick O'Tindall.
We're starting with a mea culpa this week. Would you like to apologise to the good people across the Irish Sea?
Well, hang on. Back up. Don't need to apologise.
Okay. Would you like to declare an awe, a respect, a profound change in mindset towards
yes.
Ireland?
I would like to say fantastic by Ireland over the past 2 weeks. They have been incredible. I think finally you're seeing the work of the coaching staff and the change in that coaching staff finally take over in terms of the way that they play. Gibson Park, I thought, was outstanding at lifting and raising the tempo of what they played with, and the variety within that, you know, the Lowe's try in the corner, options around Sexton. I thought it's great to see them playing like that. And
just before we go into the detail, just talk to me now about where you're at with Irish rugby.
Look, my pet peeve with Irish rugby back in the day, I think it's changed a lot since, was they were very one-dimensional and very much like South Africa play now. So South Africa have sort of replaced Ireland in my book in terms of the limited factor they play and it all being about kick chase and defence, whereas Ireland have always had good players out wide, and it's great to see them getting the ball. Gary Ringrose, great to see him getting the ball. You know, and obviously Lowe on the wing and what he can do. Gibson Park, I think he's quality all through and through as a running threat, and I think with modern defences, you need a genuine running threat who can carry. You look at what Dupont is doing. No, and then they've still got the defensive stuff, which you saw with Lowe and Peter Omani at the end. No, well done, Ireland. I actually was complimentary about them in the Six Nations, actually, that they played a better standard of rugby. So I want to be balanced. So I've now moved my...
Is this a formal moving and redressing of the... Is this a sort of public statement? Because there will be Irish broadcasters and Irish publications and Irish broadsheets that are going to take this news and say, Tindall is reborn in his love for the green.
No, I want them to keep playing the way that they're playing. You know, over this past 2 years as well, I've been critical about England and how they play.
You have?
In terms of most
people.
Well, it's apart from Scotland, France. Actually, Italy have actually been complimented about it, even though they can't really do it that well. They try and play the game. I really do think we're in a great period of international rugby where a lot of teams could take each other on any given day. And that's a great place to be in for Test match rugby. You know, South Africa still play their game, which unfortunately they are exceptionally good at it. Now, I don't agree with the way that they play the game with the quality of players that they've got. I think they could play the game numerous different ways. And actually,
but they never have.
Well, no, they haven't.
There's that brilliant line from Martin Johnson in the Lions series. He's chatting with Sam Warburton this summer, and he said the thing about South Africa is they come at you with plan A, and if that doesn't work, they come at you again with plan A.
Yeah.
And it works for them eventually.
Yeah. But when you've got the likes of Cheslin Coley, and you saw what Mapimpi can do, I mean, his game's developing into full round because he has to obviously get up for high balls, but then he still has to be able to finish, which he's doing as well. You've got the like. I thought Delande was superb on the weekend in terms of, you know, giving what you want of him. And we all know what Lucano Am can do. But I'd like to see them just getting the ball more in open space. But what they have invested in is causing chaos. You know, the box kicking that they do isn't necessarily very long for one person to compete. It ends up with five or six players from both sides all around the catcher coming forward into just a melee. Mm. And normally it means them picking up the ball and then they'll kick it again. A lot of their tries, well, 85% of their tries, that's not actually a statistic, that's me making a statistic up, would come from a failed box kick take from the opposition. So I'd just like them to see more. I think it's quite dull to watch, and it can lead to really, really boring games like Wales Africa in the 2019 semi-final and the Lions game in the summer.
Do you not think, though, that I have been on a bit of a journey with South Africa, I sort of, particularly at the weekend with Scotland, I have a begrudging admiration for the way that they now do it.
Yeah.
And a lot of that comes down to, I think there are some very, very good guys within their ranks, and sometimes that
it sort of brings you round
to what they're trying to do.
I sort of flip between it. I look at it, the greater good of the young and up and coming, and do they want to play, does it inspire the next generation to play that way? But winning test matches and winning World Cups are always going to inspire. And if you talk to anyone in South Africa, is it stopping the next generation of kids playing at school and at the levels coming up? It's not. The school rugby is massive in South Africa. They play a massively expansive game in those schools, and their skill set is born. And then, so they are still, they're not losing anyone by doing it. It just frustrates me when you see those boring games that you don't want to see where nothing really happens. But what they are showing is you can still have attritional test match rugby that is interesting, which they have done over the past two weekends with Scotland and Wales. So, yeah, it's one of those. You just look at that team and you just think it's so good that you want to see it a bit more expansive. But as every South African on the Smutby WhatsApp group will say, all we care about is winning. And unfortunately, well, or fortunately for them, they are very, very, very good at it. And they have a captain who'll quite happily jump over a barrier and sign someone's arse. And I respect that.
I respect that too. And in many ways, that action offsets a lot of what they do on the field.
Yeah, I mean, clearly there are great human beings in that team. Yeah. And that can't be lost upon.
We were talking, even just guys like Vincent Kok at Saracens, who is not a headline superstar of South African rugby, but it's just we did some stuff with him with City Index and stuff. Just a really, really decent bloke. And therefore you want to see him go well.
Yeah, if you go through a lot of the South Africans we know, whether it be Scott Brits, whether it be Robbie Fleck,
Berger,
they are good guys. They just play hard.
Good at what they do.
And are good at what they do, yeah.
I think that's, therefore, that's peace with Ireland and begrudging respect for South Africa. That is.
Yes.
Idea. Quick word on England as an overall.
Some really, really strong bits in there. Just felt they forced a lot. I think both teams forced a lot, and it just led it to being a bit scrappy. I thought Stewart was fantastic again.
Love that line. I mean, how much fun must that be? What is he, 21 or whatever it is, and just open grass at Twickenham, at your feet.
But that's also giving massive kudos to Marcus Smith in terms of what he does when he has the ball in his hands, and he makes people stop, but then he'll go one step further to the line, and if that outside defender doesn't go with Freddie Stewart, which he didn't, and that it just opens up that space for someone to run a line off you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I mean, this weekend coming, obviously, is going to be a huge test for him. He's just exceptional under his positioning under high balls. You just never think he's in trouble.
Right.
So this weekend's going to be a huge test for that because, as we just talked about, I think they create chaos around their
box. Would
you
go into the South Africa game with Manu on the wing?
No. I would possibly go with, if you can, with three fullbacks, but I don't think we're in that situation that we can do that with the injuries that we've got. But, which is what I said that the Lions should have done in some ways.
Yeah.
I think with Johnny May, you've got someone who's proved he can play under the high ball.
Okay.
Now, what you do on that other wing, there is a question mark because the other wingers in the squad at the moment,
Radwan.
Not
get Max Malins and you've got a 15 out.
Well, you could do. That would be interesting. And it's not something that you wouldn't expect Eddie Jones to do in some ways. I think he will have a plan for it.
Yeah.
But as I said earlier, what they do very well is they put those box kicks quite short, so there are a lot of players in the mix.
Yeah.
And if there's a spilled ball, it always seems to come out South Africa's way. So England will have to look at it. I thought on the weekend with Scotland, I thought Finn Russell played really well at getting to that line, and he just needed those runners, Freddie Stewart. And if you can get Marcus Smith running that, because South Africa keep pushing through, and there'll be, if you paused it, there's a lot of pitches where the outside players are turned in waiting for that pass over the top, and if they're turned in that way, there has to be blind spots for them. I think you need to see your wingers working off their wing and following the 10 round to be a late shoulder ball.
Yeah.
So if he does go to that line and they push through, there's a hole there. But we'll see how we deal with it.
Argentina beat Italy. Scotland went down to South Africa. Ireland, as we've said, put away the All Blacks. Three wins in five.
Yeah,
against these
teams,
which
I love. Carberry, who's played four times and won three of them.
Remarkable. England got past Australia. France too strong for Georgia. And Wales had a few problems, actually, early on against Fiji. But then the red card means that Wales came home 38-23. Let's pick a team, therefore. Tin hats on,
please. We would give a little shout-out to Georgia for their first 40 minutes. Yeah. I thought they were very good.
Let's do the team. We can get into the detail a bit later on in our live show at the Prince. Lucy, Porter, Cyril Bai, Oxenche.
I had Porter in there. I did. Does Cox play, Lucy?
Vincent Cox.
The bomb squad is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't deny it. They
Marks,
are always
Stephen
almost, because whether it's people are tired, but they always come on and for a front row always make a difference.
Do you know what's interesting this week? Am I right in saying that they came on in the last minute of the first half, as opposed to coming on at half time?
I could tell you, but I don't quite know.
I thought I spotted that. I just thought it was quite an interesting little, I don't know. Let's keep going. Who would you stick on, Lucy, while you're digging that out?
I went for Porter
in
the end.
Porter was sensational. I thought Bai was energetic, and Che obviously gave a huge 40 minutes for South Africa, but you're going to struggle not to be picking Irish players this week just based on the completeness of their performance.
Yeah.
I think Andrew Porter, particularly given his versatility as well and the fact he can fly and play on both sides. Hooker?
For me, it's between Matavesi, who I thought was outstanding for
Very
Fiji.
Good. Yeah.
I thought Taylor's try, Cody Taylor, was pretty good in that, in a shout out too.
Ronan Kelleher.
He obviously played well as well.
I would go an all Irish front row, for being honest. I thought Kelleher was unbelievable. Huge amount of energy in the least 13 carries, a try, destructive, did his darts.
There you go. I think you named it. Yeah.
Tight. Carl Sinclair, Tadhg Furlong, Sarah Byrne for the Red Roses.
Sarah Byrne was exceptional for the Red Roses, to be fair. Bouncing people off. She's a ball of energy.
Yeah.
And can carry, steps to the outside, steps to the inside, shows a dummy or two.
It's really, I think Kyle would happily probably stand down from Team of the Week this week, despite the fact it was a good leadership performance in the reviews. Tadhg Furlong, enormous, but Sarah Byrne got the tries and he didn't. Yeah. Not his fault necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah,
can we sneak a Sarah Byrne in there?
I think it's very hard not to.
Okay, let's do it.
Porter, Kelleher, Sarah Byrne. Second rows, Henderson, Etzebeth, Johnny Hill, Franco Mostert, Maratoge.
Well, I've gone, first and foremost, James Ryan. 14 carries in the game. He made 10 tackles in the game. I think he got a turnover. When you look for a complete lock, here's your package. He does everything. You know, sometimes you just get a lock who smashes people, makes tackles. But
does he make the decision not to be taken as a line this summer?
Yeah.
Quite a large question mark over it.
Yeah.
Or just was it not the Six Nations? It was the Leinster quarter final, wasn't it?
That
counted against him. But he's back with a vengeance.
I think he's clearly a quality player, and hopefully, you know, he'll keep playing to that standard, because then he will be on the next line.
Etzebeth, man of the match.
I had Etzebeth as my five.
Hard on Henderson, who was superb.
Yeah, but again, even though he was in and about there. If you actually look at the stats, you'd say that James Ryan had a far better game. Now, I'm not saying that stats tell you everything, but that is sort of what I went for in terms of an all
Ryan and Etzebeth.
Yeah.
Blindside, plenty of opportunity, plenty of players.
Look,
only one, really.
Matera for Argentina was fantastic. I put a special shout out to Sia again for signing someone's bum.
Yeah.
And he's always quality, but I think you have to give it to the man of the match.
Proper player. I had him in my team of the week in round one. And then took him out.
Yeah.
Oh, so frustrating.
Wounder.
Well done, Caelan Doris. Open side. Curry, Van der Fleer. I thought Kunavula for Fiji as well. What a man mountain.
Yeah, he was very good. Obviously, Hooper was good, but I went for Papili'i.
Okay, Dalton Papili'i.
Yeah, 28 tackles on his own.
and the bust for
And the bust for Cody Taylor's. So I went for him.
In a losing team,
I just still
quite
thought.
A lot of bounce in the mullet as well. And there's always points
for
mullet.
Definite soul glow in there.
Yeah. I like that. Hooper?
Hooper gets a shout out. Yeah, he did
55, didn't he?
Yeah, he always plays well. But
we were talking about him last week, but I think Ellis Jenkins in Wales is just he's got a proper pedigree to him. I know he played six, but I think he's offering Wales something really solid and consistent at the moment. Dalton Papali'i, I'm happy to go with. Eight, Phil Matta, lovely little bust.
Yeah.
For the try from Niathalavu. Used to be able to do those like stumbling. Whack and say and do was always my favourite.
Played well.
Aldrich.
Jack Conan played very well as well. He had 8 carries, 46 metres, just behind Doris. He had more carries than Doris. 14 carries, 7 tackles.
Curry obviously played 8. I don't know why I said he was 7. Curry played 8 for England.
Yeah, I'm quite comfortable to go with here. I think I like Jack Conan in terms of what he did, but where would you go?
I'd go Bill Matter.
Well, I would have gone Conan, and you would have gone Matter. So I'm going to give this to you. No, I'm going to give it to you. I think we're going very island friendly.
Yeah,
so.
early days of the new romance. Yeah. Let's not throw it all in just yet. I love Fiji, but I find them so frustrating at the same time. It's so close.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that day in, was it Nice?
Always
in 2007.
The games are always good to watch. Yeah. I think you think that they played with 13 men for at least 30 minutes. It might even be 40 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
And to still really be in it until that last, the last try at the end.
Yeah. Bill Matter in 9. Nick White, busy in defeat. Frank Lomani of Fiji was effervescent. Jamison Gibson Park, supreme. Cordy McDonald, shout out for the Red Roses.
Yeah.
Finished on the wing as well.
I mean, multi-talented.
Tries for days.
Like proper strong carrier. I mean, she set up Sarah Burns' try by looking like she was going to get smashed, and then leg drive came in and she got through it. So,
Vasil Lobzanadze as well of Georgia. A shout out
for
the Georgians.
Massive shout out for him, to be fair. I love the way he almost did the Silas out of the Da Vinci Code and got his, when he hit a slice off his right foot and he literally almost punched himself in the face. I thought he was going to get a whip out like Silas does.
Yeah. Self-flagellation. Yeah. That's the word we thought we'd have in our team of the week, but that's why you come.
Yeah. But I think Gibson Park, when you're beating the All Blacks, you need a guy that can, do what he did, lift the tempo, make it difficult, get those big ball runners over the gain line and allow that space for the backs.
So the only thing that disappointed me about Ireland at the weekend was that Andy Farrell wore a tracksuit and not his James Bond number ones that he was wearing in the Six Nations.
Maybe that's going to change everything.
Well, possibly it is. 10, Jalibert, Smith. Yeah. I thought Joey Carberry off the bench. Sexton, obviously.
I liked Vola Vola.
Ben Vola Vola.
Played pretty well too. Yeah. I thought.
And actually Fiji, I mean, they need a good 10.
Yeah.
And Bolivar's been around a while now.
And his kicking game was on as well.
Yeah.
In terms, sometimes he's missed those shots from out wide. He was knocking everything over. So, a difficult one to go. I'm not entirely sure where I've settled my heart here. Smith, I thought was good, but
there will be better days.
There will be better days. Now, we talked about this last week in terms of how it was all going to fit with Farrell and everything else, and would it all get a little bit confusing.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them ever lined up in the same position off any start play. So
shuffling
what you talk about in terms of consistency as a backline is not moving around for every single set piece play.
Yeah.
And Freddie Stewart ended up on the wing a fair bit, so did Slade, ended up at fullback. So it was just a bit of a higgledy-piggledy way of doing it, and hopefully this weekend it might not.
Who are you going
so
to higgledy-piggledy pick at 10? Can you take that out?
Please never say it again.
Okay. Who are you going to pick at 10? Jalibert, total control.
Yeah, I think I might have to go. But it's, they're playing Georgia. You would expect them to have total control.
You would go Vola Vola.
Wasn't really a stand there,
There wasn't just a guy who had the whole game in the palm of his hands at 10.
When no one had to rely solely on their 10 to kick goals, did they? So
Biggers had better days.
So why don't we go left wing and go
We're picking fly half. That's
right. And you're going to do that. Teed you up for it.
Let's get Ben Vola Vola. I like that. And, add to the excitement. Wingers. James Lowe has to be one of them.
Yeah.
Although Alexander Todua for Georgia defended brilliantly at times.
Yeah.
LRZ.
I think Lowe would be...
Best game for Ireland.
Yeah. I also wrote a shout out for Abby Dow, who just gets it done every week, by the way. But I think, Lowe, with his try, with that sort of defensive read to lead to the turnover.
Yeah. Right wing, Akaki Tabuzadze of Georgia, who scored really neat finish.
Yeah.
Damien Penaud, Joshua Tuisova, and Makazoli Mapimpi. Manu?
Well, didn't really play wing, did he? You don't play wing, he's hard to pick on the wing. I thought Manu actually always had a useful game. I mean, they brought him in very well, but you can still do that when he plays 13.
Yeah. Just Heather Cowell as well in the Red Roses.
Yeah. Yeah, she had a very good debut. Scored two, I think, didn't she?
If James Lowe's got left, you've got a plethora to pick for.
Yeah, I'm going to go my Pimpy, though.
I think he was quality
at the weekend. Yeah. I think under the high ball, finishing, he did everything at the weekend. So he deserves a round of applause.
Centres. Velimoni Botitu, Damien Diallande. Hard to look past him.
I'm not even looking past him.
So you're going in Diallande.
Diallande, it's one of the best games I've seen him have for South Africa.
But they are playing a bit more.
He's a man mountain. They definitely played more on the weekend. So I didn't have a problem watching it. It was good to watch. But I also think that's brought out of him by playing Scotland, who want to play as well.
Yep. 13, Wasena Thalavu.
I'm not looking past him.
Gary Ringrose.
Yeah, he played well. But, you know, as a captain, as a leader.
Lucan Nyuam? I'm not looking past him, but hang on.
No, I'm not. That's my boy.
You're going Thalavu.
I mean, he scored two crackers.
Who are you going for?
I'm not even. You can't say it, so I've got no
chance. Wasena Thalavu.
Nia Thalavu.
Wasea Nia Thalavu.
Nia Thalavu.
Nia Thalavu.
Put your teeth back in.
I've got it bolted in. I thought Gary Ringrose was superb. And I thought Lucan Nyuam doesn't get much wrong.
Yeah, he is what he is, isn't he?
Okay, Nia Thalavu is in. Mpimpi on the right wing. So you're 15. Brady Stewart. Stuart Hogg. Liam Williams.
Well, I mean, they were good Hugo games. Liam Keenan. Williams, man of the match. Buffelli, man of the match.
Yeah.
Hogg, two tries. Played very well.
Freddie Stewart, man of the match as well.
So, which man of the match are you picking?
Ouchie. Sorry to those who don't make the cut. I'm not sure you'll be that fast, but apologies anyway.
So, we have to pick a man of the match. So, that's unfortunately ruled Hoggy out.
Hugo Keenan was sensational.
Yeah. He was a man of the match.
So, does that mean he's out as well?
He's out as well, unfortunately. Okay.
So, you're going Freddie Stewart. Williams.
On that, I would go Williams then.
Okay. Harsh on Freddie Stewart.
Oh, they were playing Fiji. Yeah, it's harsh.
Freddie Stewart, in many ways, was the difference for England with that try and the way that he took everything that came at the back.
Oh, it's too hard. Look, don't hate us because it is not as easy as you think it is.
Yeah, but everyone who comments knows that it is that easy.
Okay, well,
we haven't got an Englishman in there. We haven't got an Englishman in there. I think Freddie Stewart is worthy of a place in our team of the week.
You can have this call. I know you used to play fullback back in your day.
So I was going
to give you a nod to your knowledge.
Well, I never got in the right postcode. Should we take it through the team? Andrew Porter, Ronan Kelleher, Sarah Byrne, James Ryan, Eben Etzebeth, Kaelin Doris, Dalton Papali'i, Bill Matta, Jamison Gibson-Park, Ben Vola-Vola, James Lowe, Damien Diallande, Wasea Nia Thalavu, Makazoli Mpimpi, Freddie Stewart.
Lovely.
That's a team.
It's a lovely team.
I love doing this, and then I just sort of want to just get it posted and let people get at
it. Tear it apart.
I think the breaking news this week, and we're just reiterating the breaking news, is that there is a lot of love and respect for Ireland.
Yes, there is. I know there was a bit of chatter that we didn't have any Ireland players in last week, but there was a reason for that, and we've remedied it.
We listen. We try to be better. You'll decide whether that's the case or not. Somebody will let us know.
But well done, Ireland.
Well done, Ireland.
From Mikko Tindall.
From Mikko and Paddy O'Payne. This has been our team of the week.
We actually need to build them up because it's not long till we're over in Ireland. So
we're going in a couple of weeks, aren't we?
Yeah.
Enjoy the rugby. There is a lot to get stuck into. As you know, on Amazon Prime, you can watch the live rugby there. You've got highlights, short highlights, long highlights.
There is so much.
It's actually a feast this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say it's so hard to get through all the games by the time we come back out every Monday. Because when you're quaffing a few Guinnesses whilst you're at Twickenham, you sort of forget about the other games.
Is it Guinness or Guinai?
Well, as in, if it's many, is it Guinai? I don't know. No, I think it just stands on its own.
Yeah. There we go. That is our team of the week. This weekend, there are five more massive games that you can watch live on Prime Video. England take on South Africa. Wales face Australia. Neither of those to be missed. We will see you next week for another Team of the Week. Hask is going to be back with us for that. Cue the chaos and the carnage. Our normal show will be out at the normal time on Wednesday. It's the last of our liveies at the Prince in Fulham. We've got a belter of a lineup. We're very much looking forward to that this evening. Lots of fun to be had there. We have been the good, the bad, and the rugby. Tell Ireland how much you love them.
From Mikko Tindall, stay safe, Ireland. Bloody good.
You've been classy, Ireland. Well done. See you again soon. Bye bye bye.